Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Delta Corp Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Alpesh Thakkar from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema. Hello everyone, and welcome to first quarter FY24 investor conference call of Delta Corp Limited. Today we have with us the management of Delta Corp, represented by Mr. Ashish Kapadia, Managing Director of the company, Mr. Hardik Deber, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Manoj Jain, Senior VP Commercial. The format of the discussion would be a brief opening remarks by the management, followed by Q&A session. Without much ado, let me hand over the call to management. Over to you, sir.
Good evening, everybody. Hardik here. Thank you, everyone, for joining this call. Most of you would have obviously seen the results and the numbers, and I am very happy to report that the trend that we had set in the last financial year, where we achieved milestones, has continued in the first quarter also, where for the first time we have reported these kinds of numbers where we have crossed 335 crore. So roughly 338 crore is the revenue that we have reported for the quarter, which is the highest-ever revenue for a particular quarter ever. And similarly, our EBITDA margins and our net profit margins also stand, or numbers as well as the margin stands at almost where we were at the highest at any point of time. Having said that, there are no other specific or out-of-the-ordinary items as far as the numbers are concerned. Yes, we all know there have been developments, and I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of questions. So I'm not going to waste or take much of time on the introduction. The numbers are very good. The numbers are good because they are backed by very strong footfalls and visitations happening into Goa. Like I said, the infrastructure development in and around Goa has been going on at a brisk pace. We have a new airport. We have a new road. We have lots of new roads and bridges that have been improving the connectivity, and very soon we'll have a highway connecting Mumbai to Goa by the Coastal Expressway. All this is going to be very, very positive in the long run for the gaming business and the gaming industry. Just to give you a perspective from a footfall perspective, we have reported and registered roughly about a 25% increase in the visitations year-on-year and almost a 20% increase in visitations quarter-on-quarter. So all the numbers that are there are being backed by very robust demand that is coming in from all quarters. Like I said, not spending too much time on smaller details, which I'm sure will be taken up during the question-answer session. And I'm happy that I have my Managing Director, Mr. Kapadia, also online this time, and so is Manoj, my colleague from Goa. And we'll be pleased to take your questions and try and answer them to the best of our ability. Alpesh?
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Ms. Anushree from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Not very clear, Anushree.
One second. Hello. Am I audible now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, hi. So congratulations on a great set of results. So I have two questions.
Anushree, you're.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Ms. Anushree. Your voice is, we are losing your audio, ma'am.
One second. Just a moment. So, better now?
No. I think you'll have to lift your handset or go on to the handphone, one of the two, so that you are clear. Otherwise, we'll not be able to hear you.
Yeah. Is it better now?
No.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, go on.
Yeah. So, I have two questions. So, first is, what would be the face value of the chip that we have sold in the current quarter and for the full year 2023? And second would be, so how much would be our non-negotiable chips that we give as promotion during this quarter one and in full year 2023? So, these are the two questions.
So, Anushree, your question, as I understand correct, is you want to know what is the face value of the chips sold in the current quarter and what we did last year, and what is the non-negotiable chips that we give out.
Yeah.
So, I think, let me first tell you, I think your question is stemming out from the fact that the GST Council has proposed a certain mechanism on which they want to apply the GST. Just like I had said yesterday in my televised interaction with the media as well, it is not very clear as to what methodology exactly are they going to propose. The fine print is yet to be out. What do they mean by the face value of the chips? How they want us to calculate it? All those things are something that they will have to tell us before anything can be implemented. So I don't think any law is getting implemented in a hurry. While yes, there is a meeting on the 2nd and the 3rd of August where they are trying to formulate and set out the rules, but we are not very sure. It's a virtual meeting, so we are not very sure what is going to come out of that meeting. So it is very difficult for us to, you know, now tell you any of this information, because honestly speaking, that exchange, and I used the word exchange yesterday, and again I'm saying the exchange of chips for currency is not a sale as far as we are concerned, and therefore we have never recorded that as a transaction in our books. So it will be very, very difficult to tell you that data at this point of time.
Okay. And on the second question, the promotional chips that we give.
So basically what we give out as the part of our entry packages is something that we normally do, and typically on a quarterly basis we do a gate receipt of roughly about 30 odd crores. So basically, Manoj, of that 30 odd crore entry, how much can we attribute towards the OTPCs, if at all, in terms of some notional value?
Yeah, so I'll just correct Hardik. So what happens is, you know, as part of our F&B packages to enter into the casino, there are no chips are being given. Okay, the promotional chips is a one-time offer which is being offered to every single walk-in who comes into the casino. So we charge 500 rupees and give them 1500 rupees worth of non-neck chips, which basically comes to around 4 odd crore rupees per month, which is basically 12 crore rupees in a quarter. So that's what basically we do operationally in Goa.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Fine.
Okay. Yeah. And obviously, one third of the value is being collected in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Nitin Kamath from Rizirodha. Please go ahead.
So, I need to ask one question, like, is management looking forward to go away with the chips or trying to implement the prepaid method of instruments for the casino?
Sorry? We haven't, like I said, we have to yet wait for the fine print as to what the government wants us to do actually. And I don't think that is going to be the end of the story, because, you know, I'm not sure how much have you followed what actions are being taken and what is being done. There is huge amount of representations. In fact, in our case, even the governments of Goa and Sikkim have made the representation. So we really don't know. And therefore, any prepaid instrument or doing away with chips is nothing on the on wheel at this point of time. And I don't think doing away with chips or doing any of those things can be something that one can take a call so easily. Like I said, we'll have to see the fine print, we'll have to see what is expected, and we'll obviously come out with a strategy which is required to ensure that everything's hunky-dory.
Makes sense. Yeah, let's wait. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Priyansh, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, please go ahead, Priyansh.
Yeah, yeah. My question is that in earlier quarterly and yearly financials, we used to see a note that like that the casino industry has opposed to Goa government for considering some waiver of this license fee during this COVID time. So what happened to that note? Because nowadays you are not seeing that note anymore. Did we get some refund from the government or the case is gone?
No, I would like to highlight, I don't know, you probably missed out on that, but I think in one of the calls earlier we had said that we have paid 50% of that, we had paid 50% of the amount as directed by the court, the Goa High Court. And then subsequently, the matter was taken to Supreme Court. Supreme Court has directed us to pay a further 25% of it. So 75% of the disputed amount for which we were asking a waiver has already been paid physically. As far as the books of accounts are concerned, we have always, right from day one, have accounted for it. So in terms of the impact of that on the financials was never going to be there. And since that note, if the reason why the note is not appearing is because it was a matter pertaining to that particular financial year and those particular quarters. It is not a matter of the current year or the current financial quarter, and hence that note has been done away with. That is as per accounting standards and as per law. And as far as the payment is concerned, we've paid 75% of the disputed amount. The balance 25%, whether payable or we get the refund of the 75 that we have paid, will depend on the outcome of the matter in Supreme Court, which is expected to be heard in the month of October.
But that 25% is also debited to our books of accounts. So how much is the amount of that?
We had debited the entire 100% for the whatever was due in March in the financial year 20 and 21. Everything was debited. The amount aggregated to that had been debited to the P&L was about 96 crores. And against that 96 crores, we had provided for the entire expense as if it is paid as far as the books were concerned. The cash flow had not happened. Now, like I explained, 75% of that 96 crores has also been paid out. 25% whether to be paid or 75% that we have paid, we get a refund, will depend on the outcome of the Supreme Court.
So, means 24 crore is excess like provision we have, that's it.
Sorry?
24 crore, 25% of 96 crore, 24 crore is excess provision we have. Yeah,
there is no excess provision.
If the liability doesn't materialize.
No. If the liability is going to come, it will come for the entire 100%, and we'll have to pay the 24% which we have not paid. So then the books, we have already provided 100% and we would have paid 100%. If the liability doesn't come, then I will get the refund in cash from the courts, and I will reverse the entire 95 crores in my books. So the provision, if it is excess, it is entirely excess of 95 crores. And if we have to pay, we have to pay only 25 crores, whereas not impacting the books of accounts because the provision already stays there.
No, so you mean to say that that the decision of the court will come either this waiver should be complete or there should be no waiver? There can't be any decision.
Then I can't comment. If the court may come up with a via media answer saying that, okay, we give you 50% waiver, we give you 25% waiver, we don't know that. Okay. What we have asked for is 100% waiver.
Very good. The second thing regarding this ongoing this GST matter, suppose, for example, government doesn't buzz and whatever they propose, it happens, then what is likely going to be impact on our operation? Means, I mean to say that what is the quality or not quality, but the tier of the customer, are they elite customer or are they for example, middle class or whatever service?
First of all, it is very, very premature to try and think about what if the government did this and what if the government did that. So I think to try and paint a picture of any scenario, unless we know clearly what the government is looking at and what the government wants us to do, it will be very premature, and trying to give any scenario would probably paint a wrong picture. That's my view. Ashish, what would you like to say there?
Yeah, I agree. I think we need to wait till Tuesday, Wednesday. There's another council meeting that's been planned. Although the agenda has not come out, so we don't know what exactly they're going to be discussing there. Having said that, we all assume and presume it's going to be around the online and casino taxation and method of taxation. So I think let's just wait and watch. I think there are a lot of representations that have been made from the online fraternity, from the casinos, from the governments, from investors. So I think better sense should prevail. I think let's wait and watch rather than speculate.
We are also hopeful, but like since we are on the line now, so it's an opportunity to ask like you people. So I'm just requesting Mr. Kapadia that that suppose status quo remains, then you know like what is there? You know, for example, that in terms of our customer, you know, this like for example, like income group. So what is the likely impact? That's what I was. We had an estimate. I we are saying nothing.
No, see, we can't speculate at all at this moment of time because what the GST Council has come about is just come out with a statement saying that GST should be levied on chips sold. Now, what does chips sold mean? Return of chips, not return of chips, can we adjust all the return of chips? So I think let the fine print come out. Just by speculating, I think, you know, everyone is just over speculating. Having said that, whatever the rule that may come about is fine. I think the industry will find a proper manner in which to solve this problem. So I think let's wait and watch.
Okay, and then like
You, Mr. Priyansh, may we request you to join the question queue, sir, as we have several participants waiting for their turn.
Okay.
Thank you. Before we move on to the next question, a reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone phone. The next question is from the line of Mr. Akshay from Nirzar Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for taking my question, sir, and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Do we have any update really on the environmental clearance which we might have got for the Goa resort which we are coming up? That is my first question. And second question is, just wanted to confirm with you again, you have mentioned in the past call that probably 100 worth of chips, if somebody buys the casino at the end, retains 17 to 18%, 17 to 18 rupees. So is that understanding correct, sir?
So typically what happens is the margin of the casino business is effectively anywhere between 19 to 22%. Yes, so in that sense of the term, if you were to put it just simply mathematically, on every 100 rupee, 20 rupee is what the casino earns. That is your understanding, which is the correct understanding. With regards to the MOEF clearance and everything, I think the paper that work is currently on. But, you know, we are obviously waiting for the air around the whole GST and everything to get clear before, you know, trying to commit any more serious capital anywhere.
All right, sir. Thank you so much and wish you all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anupama Prakash from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
First of all, congratulations for the great numbers. So my first question is, can you refresh on your current CAPEX plans and new vessel status? And the next question is dry dock. I didn't follow it last quarter. I suppose it was supposed to happen last quarter. So it's done. And what is the next schedule for dry docking?
The dry dock did happen last quarter, and that is why if you see the numbers in the last quarter, we had a 214 crore number as against 270 crores in the previous quarter. And I had made a statement saying that you know, because of loss of almost 1 month of operations is where we lost out on the revenue. So the dry dock did happen. Now the next schedule is after 5 years for the big vessel, which is Deltin Royal. We may have our smaller vessel Deltin Jack, which would go for a dry dock in the current financial year. But I think, you know, from a revenue perspective there, the loss of revenue will not be as high or it will not be impacting the P&L or the revenue as was the case in case of Deltin Royal. The cost of the dry dock again for Deltin Jack would be about 6-7 crores. And once done this year, it will again go 5 years thereafter. So that is as regards the dry dock situation is concerned. On the new vessel plan, Ashish, would you want to add?
Yeah, so the new vessel is being built by us in India, and I think hopefully in the last quarter of this financial year the vessel should be ready, and we are hopeful that we should get a full year of operation next year with the new vessel. I think you wanted to know how much additional we need to spend on the vessel, or what was your question?
Hello?
So the participant's line is disconnected. We move on to the next question from the line of Mr. Rishikesh from Robo Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hi. So my first question is with respect to the EBITDA margins. So can you like broadly indicate what would be the EBITDA margins after the new, you know, the tax on full value is applicable?
So I just mentioned to one of the other callers that, you know, we are trying to paint a picture on basis of certain hypotheses, and it's an hypothetical situation that is being put forth at this point of time. Till there is clarity on rules, till there is clarity on what is expected, to paint any picture is going to be a completely wrong thing.
Okay, no problem. And so secondly, on the Daman case, any update on Daman case? When is the next hearing?
Yeah.
The hearing, there was the matter was up today on board, but it didn't come up. So the next date of hearing is, I think, 3rd of August, which is, it's there for final hearing. So we are hopeful on 3rd of August the matter will be heard.
So the Bombay High Court basically hears final hearing matters only on Thursday and Friday, and today, because of the weather, I think the court closed a little earlier than usual, and because I believe the red alert in Mumbai is continuing for tomorrow as well, therefore the court is not taking up any matters other than what they heard or part heard today, and therefore our matter, the order is also already out that it's been shifted to 3rd August, and we will be on the board. We'll be probably first or second on the board itself.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one on your touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Chirag Shah from Nidara Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
So I had a request. So whenever we get clarity on this GST matter, is it possible for you all to have a call for the investors? So we don't have to wait for the next quarter, to get a clarity, because so many rumors fly across. So this is just a request that whenever you all have some clarity, positive or negative impact on the company,
I think your request. Yeah, it's not an unfair ask at all, and we'll be more than happy to come and clarify whatever the situation is as and when we get that clarity.
Great. And so one question, or again, it's a thought. As I understand that, you know, you, like you mentioned to many of the, the shareholders or the people on the call, that, you know, you're not exactly sure of, you know, the impact. But have you all thought of a worst case scenario and how you all will deal with it?
See, again, Chirag, you're asking the same question, putting it in a slightly different way, in a slightly better way, so to say.
You all would have, some level of, some plan that you all would obviously surely formulated by now. That's what I'm asking.
You know, understand where you're coming from. I think, this business over the last, several years, we faced several difficulties. You know, taxes have gone up from 15% to 28%. We've lived with it. I think the industry will find innovative ways. We'll see what competition does. And I'm sure that we do have a lot of, we definitely understand how to, sort this mess out. But till we really know exactly what the government wants us to do, whether it's, on sale of chips or not on sale of chips or what, it's very difficult to exactly tell you, what all we've thought of. We've thought of all permutations, combinations of what the government could come up with. We, for the last week, 10 days, that's all we've been thinking about. And I think we'll all find solution. I don't think there's, I think it's being made out to be larger than what it is.
And please appreciate, Chirag, there are a lot of legal issues around it. If government comes and tells us certain things in law, whether that is good or not, it is definitely bound to be challenged at multiple levels. So it's not as easy, and therefore to try and contemplate, and you know, it is like putting the cart before the horse.
So fair enough, sir. I understand what you're saying. I think maybe the first request what I gave would also help us, because like you're saying, there are so many complications involved. I request you whenever it's possible to have a call, even if it's, you know, an unscheduled call, to update us.
Of course, we will do that.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Yash Dantewadi from Dante Equity Research. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Yash, your line is in talk mode, sir. The line for Mr. Yash seems to be half disconnected. We move on to the next question from the line of Mr. Sandeep from Machar Industries Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Mostly, you have already replied about the GST issue. I just wanted to know, like, whether you expect any clarity in the coming second of this meeting, or it may take more time to get clarification?
No, I think, you know, in the last meeting, they had clarified on certain aspects. I think there's been a lot of, you know, representations from all quarters. I think legally also the GST department needs to carry out a few things. And probably this meeting on the 3rd will address online casinos, horse racing issue. Though, you know, the real agenda has not yet come out. So only when the agenda actually comes out and we get to hear what they're going to be discussing. But we feel that obviously this is, it will be discussed in this meeting and some consensus will come out.
But we also genuinely believe that, you know, we have a lot of voice that is going to be raised both from the Goa government as well as the Sikkim government. And so, you know, while there could be some direction that could be achieved, but I don't think a full closure may be achieved.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Arul Selvan from Independent Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
You are.
Yes. First of all, congratulations. I think it was a solid set of numbers that you've delivered for this quarter. I just had a couple of quick questions. While I think most people are focused on the impact of GST on our casino operations, I was wondering I wouldn't want to put it as what would be the impact of the GST laws, but I was just wondering if there is any impact on our IPO plans right now for the online gaming unit.
So, Arun, I have already gone on record and clearly said that, you know, the investing community obviously would want absolute crystal clarity when it comes to online gaming, and they would want full clear picture as to what the way forward is, and without which nobody is going to put $1 into any new investment, especially in a sector which has this kind of overhang. So keeping all that in mind, the IPO obviously is on hold and we will revisit it once we have full clarity.
Okay, I understand. Now, one more question that I have is actually with respect to, you know, a prior answer that a previous investor had asked. I think this is regarding the whole further investments in our integrated gambling resort project. So if I am to understand your answer correctly, are you reevaluating, you know, your decision to invest further depending upon, you know, the macroeconomic scenarios after all?
So while I will let Ashish take the answer in detail, but to begin with, we are definitely going to, you know, assess the situation completely before we take any step in the direction of a large capital allocation. We were always going to do the project in phases. So we'll obviously plan it a little better given the current situation. But yeah, I'll let Ashish take that.
I think Hardik's answered it. If there's anything particular, happy to answer.
Okay, and how much money have we already spent so far on the integrated gambling project resort?
So, So, you know, what we've obviously invested into the land and, you know, that we had invested a while ago. I think it was totaling around 125-30 crores that we spent on the land. Over and above that, obviously, there are some permissions. You need to get sanads and some stuff like that to actually get your land into a position where you can develop it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the payment that you make to the government, but that's only enhancing the value of the land. So if I were to, you know, if I were to sum it up, I think what we've done till date is only enhanced value of the land, and the value is obviously appreciated considerably considering it's a great parcel of land just opposite the new airport. With regards to what we spent on the project, I think it's pretty minuscule. We've only spent on consultancy and stuff like that. We've really not spent any money into the project as a, you know, which is basically wasteful expenditure. Everything has gone into the land and its development, and that's obviously just taking up the value of the land also.
Right, and the environment clearance is still pending, right, from the government?
The environment clearance is a process because obviously till such time that comes, you can't start construction. We'll wait for that and we'll keep it. But like Hardik said, obviously, you know, in this day and age, there are a lot of other things to handle and tackle. And till such time that there's total clarity, things are, you know, obviously slightly on the back foot and the back burner, but we'll revisit it only when the time is right.
Perfect, perfect. That makes sense. Any rough timeline as to when the environment clearance is expected to come? If, I mean,
the investment clearance can come, you know, it goes, the environment clearance, basically there are two steps that happen. I think one step has happened. We've got some, it's moving from the first, like, you know, the first step to the second step. The second step is probably a formality which needs to get okayed by some government office. And I think it can come any day. You know, it's almost done. So, you know, it's just a matter of weeks. But you know, with this environment, even with the environment clearance, whether we actually...
We will need the overall environment to be cleared rather than the environment clearance coming in.
The environment clearance will definitely come before that.
All right, all right. Thank you very much and all the best for you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Siddhant Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Siddhant, your line is in talk mode, sir. You may go ahead with your question. Mr. Siddhant, your line is in talk mode, sir. Please go ahead with your question. As there's no response, we move on to the next question from the line of Mr. Prateek Shetty. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. So last week I came across a news article which, without naming any company, said that the GST, there was around 10,000 crores of GST notice sent to casinos in Goa. Can you just clarify if we have received any kind of notice in the recent past on this?
No, we've not received anything of this nature.
Also, please read the article well. It is talking about somebody claiming wrong input credits and charging 18% instead of 28%, and thereby there was some GST mismatch. So that is one. Secondly, please appreciate we are a listed entity. If there is anything of this sort, it would have to be necessarily disclosed to the stock exchange, even if I don't want to. So you have to be rest assured on those fronts. And secondly, please read the article. Like I said, it is talking of somebody charging 18% and claiming wrong input credits. We have gone on record at all platforms that we, from 1st July 2017, have been charging 28% GST. So I think your doubt should be cleared completely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Siddhant Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir. Mr. Siddhant, please go ahead with your question. As there is no response from the line of Mr. Siddhant, we move on to the next question from the line of Mr. Priyansh, an individual investor. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, my question is regarding this two expense item. One is this employee expenses. As compared to June 22, year on year, the employee expenses have gone up by 20%.
So I think if you are going to go by this, so it is a really means dent in the profitability. So what action we are taking to reduce these employee expenses?
And what was the other thing? You said two items.
Other thing is that the hospitality sector is still in the losses. So okay. What are we doing to just turn around this hospitality segment?
Okay. So as far as the first part is concerned, Priyansh, the employee expense, obviously, bulk of it is coming from the online segment. Now, you know, there was a plan, there was a strategy that we had embarked upon, and therefore we had employed people, recruited people, and had spent money on that front. Now, with the IPO not happening in the near future, and with this all uncertainty looming over the sector, obviously all those corrective actions have already begun. And therefore, we believe that the online gaming sector, which currently, if you see at the segment revenue level also is slightly loss. Negative, we yeah. will be turning, we are hoping to turn it positive in the third quarter, by the third quarter, in terms of, you know, curtailing expenses, in terms of marketing promotions, salaries, overall staff strength has come, will be coming down. Plus, what has also happened is that we've shifted our bulk of our operations from Gurgaon, we have shifted to Goa so that we can integrate it well with our entire setup that we have in Goa. So, all in all, at a segment level as well as at the expense level, the cost will obviously start coming down. But the effect of that you will see only in the third quarter. The actions have all started and we are already on that path.
Very good, sir. Just to continue this one. So you are like this profitability coming, it's a very good news. So this profitability will come because of the reduction in cost or our revenue will also go up for the online gaming?
So predominantly the cost, see today also the poker business is profitable. You have to look at the online segment with two businesses separately, poker and the multi-gaming platform. It is a multi-gaming platform where we were planning Rummy and the other activities and which was going to be the strategic part for the growth initiative, that is where we were losing money. The moment I stopped, you know, expenses on that front, poker was always positive, it was always profit making and it will be profit making. So I don't think there is going to be any material difference as far as the poker business is concerned. Yes, it could only go better because there will be competition who, because of the new law requirements, etc., etc., could be in some sort of a trouble. Which the benefit obviously always comes to the market leader, which is us. So that's as far as the online game is concerned. With regards to hospitality segment, I think, you know, you need to understand that a part of my hospitality vertical is not earning me revenue in that sense of the term, but it is subsidizing the cost of my gaming operations. My hotel in Goa, which has about 106 rooms, at any given point of time, 80 rooms are complimentary. And I don't record a revenue on that. What we are going to be doing going forward is the cost of the hotel in proportion to the rooms that are being given free. We are going to be loading it onto the gaming business. Thereby, the hospitality segment will reflect the true picture. So only the revenue rooms and the cost for operating that revenue rooms will be debited to the hospitality segment. And you will see that even today, technically, the hospitality segment is actually profitable, but it is camouflaged because the costs of the casino, which otherwise the casino would have incurred in buying rooms from various hotels, etc., etc., is getting covered by the hospitality segment. We are going to correct that in the coming quarters.
But sir, like this, since you are giving room free of cost, and like nowadays, a five-star hotel costs about 8,000, 10,000 rupees kind of this. So suppose, for example, even if you charge a token amount of 1,000 rupees, like will any customer mind it? Because whatever you can charge the token amount will be an additional revenue for the hospital sector.
I think that is best left to the business side and the operations side to decide how they want to engage in customer engagement. You know, we cannot be thinking everything from a finance perspective and from a P&L perspective, of course, everything, because here trying to cover a segment with 1,000 rupees or 2,000 rupees, you may potentially end up losing a customer because his ego might be hurt and he may feel bad. So I think it's best left to the operations team to decide the right strategy for the business.
All right, sir. All right. Great, sir. Great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So I think whatever were the apprehensions, wherever we could give clarity, we have tried and given clarity. We once again believe that a lot of air is being unnecessarily blown on the topic of GST. We should ideally wait for the government to come out with its full and final clarifications, notifications, rules, etc. before we jump the gun or we preempt anything. I think, like Ashish mentioned to one of the participants, that it, we are making too much out of it at this point of time without knowing what reality is. And wherever else we could give whatever clarifications, I believe all of us together have done to the best of our ability. And I, like I had said yesterday, the traction for the current month is excellent. It is continuing the trend of the first quarter, and in fact we are on trend to cross the first quarter also. So I am very, very hopeful on the overall industry and the business scenario, and we genuinely believe that this business is resilient enough and will continue to grow and keep prospering. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.